The Sanctuary Sparrow by Ellis Peters. Chapter 1. Friday midnight to Saturday morning. It began as the greatest of storms do begin, as a mere tremor in the air, a thread of sound so distant and faint, yet so ominous that the ear that was sharp enough to catch it instantly pricked and shut out present sounds to strain after it again and interpret the warning. Brother Cadfile had a hare's hearing, readily alerted and sharply focused. He caught the quiver and bay, at this point surely still on the far side of the bridge that crossed Severn from the town, and stiffened into responsive stillness, braced to listen. It could have been an innocent sound enough, or if not innocent of murderous intent, at any rate natural, the distant voices of hunting owls, and the predatory bark of a dog-fox prowling his nocturnal barony. Certainly the ferocious note of the hunt sounded clearly in it to Cadfile's ear. And even Brother Anselm, the precentor, wholly absorbed into his chanting of the office, wavered and slipped off key for an instant, and took up the cadence jealously, composing his mind sternly to duty. For there could not be anything in it to trouble the midnight rite of matins, here in this kindly spring, barely 4 weeks past Easter of the year of our Lord 1140, with Shrewsbury and all this region secure within the king's peace, whatever contentions raged farther south between king and empress, cousins at odds for the throne. The winter had been hard indeed, but was blessedly over. The sun had shone on Easter Day and continued shining ever since, with only light scattered showers.